end.
I'm in. Min?
Hi. I was just filing my nails.
Oh, I bet you filed them under N, huh? Well, I have a little surprise for you. Don't worry.
What's that?
I'll show you. It's here.
What is that?
Well, it's a tinfoil collection of the kids at the daycare center. Yeah, it kind of looks like a meteor from the planet Alcoa, doesn't it?
Yeah. I can't think of a better job for you than being a group leader for a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I'm kind of an expert in the field. Would you believe this? Some people say I'm rather childlike myself.
Well, that's news.
Yeah. Ratio!
Hello, Mark. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Nelson.
Nice ball of tin.
May I take your coat? I've always liked it. All right.
Well, some interesting development has transpired, and I'm proud as a peahen. I'm going to give a speech on television.
You're kidding. That's wonderful.
I've worked very, very hard on it, and I wanted to get your reactions to it. Oh. What you think about it?
Sure.
Oh, it looks nice from here. Nice crease. A little albino origami, huh?
I think he wants to read it to us, Mark.
Oh, don't be moi.
Okay, go ahead, Nelson.
What has happened to America? People have been asking that question a lot lately. That's why I've decided to look for a solution. You see, I sense that if there were a solution or solutions, the energy that went into asking that question could be channeled into the search for other solutions to other questions. That was my grabber.
Oh, bravo, author.
Just started.
Oh. How much longer is that?
It runs for a full hour. Want me to read faster?
You got a full hour on television?
Well, my opponents in the upcoming election were on a televised debate. Somehow I was snubbed. I suspect that the station manager is like this with the other 12 candidates.
So you got equal time from the FCC.
I mean, you don't have to spell it. We're all adults here.
The only snag is that they gave me 7 o'clock Saturday morning. Not exactly your primo timo.
Not exactly. There's nobody watching TV except kids.
I'm hoping that they like what I say about America and how to fix her. And then they'll tell their parents to vote for me.
Nelson, I don't think that a political speech is exactly what kids want to listen to.
Well, they could always do it in a chicken suit.
If you want the kids to pay attention to you, you've got to talk about something they're interested in.
I don't know what kids want to hear. Hang, it's been years since I was a cute little tyke.
Tell you what, I can help you. I can go to the daycare center where I work and ask all the little tykes and tykettes what they want to see on Saturday morning besides... That's all.
I appreciate that, Mork. Thanks a lot. Mindy, don't let him go. He's one special guy.
Yes, he is. We'll see you later, Nelson.
Okay, see you guys later.
Okay.
Ta-ta.
Well, Mindy, I was going to take that up to the attic unless you would like it as a little knick-knack or a tchotchke.
Well, Mork, my knick-knack shelf has a 1-ton weight limit. But I want to know how you're going to get that up the stairs.
Oh, there's no trouble bringing it home. Well, not exactly no trouble. You know that taco stand at the bottom of that real steep hill?
Yes.
Well, it has a drive-thru service now.
That's a nice pine cone turkey you're making, Grant.
Thanks, Mrs. Thompson.
Mrs. Thompson, can you jump sideways and check us?
No, Pamela.
Shut up.
Well, Jeff, this is an interesting painting.
You know what it is?
A tree.
It's a picture of you.
You know, it does sort of look like me, except for that branch growing out of my ear.
I knew you'd like it.
Greetings, Munchkins.
Nine.
Oh, shucks and wazoo.
The kids sure have taken to you, Mark.
Oh, I like them, too. I'd like to rent one if I could. I also feel good about helping working moms.
Well, I'll be in my office. Have fun.
Thank you. Picasso, eh?
Mark, would you do that magic trick again?
Yeah!
All right, no pressure.
Well,
I can drink like that.
You can?
Yes, but I do it with my mouth.
Oh, sleight of tongue, eh? Munchkins, I need your help. I have to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind. See, I have this friend who's giving a speech on Saturday morning television. He'd like to know what you think of it. What would you like him to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, we get enough speeches at home.
Well, what would you like to see on Saturday mornings?
The Dallas cheerleaders.
I like puppets.
I like jokes.
Rock and roll.
I'd like to see Dick Cavett interview the Prime Minister of Rhodesia.
Pardon me?
I can't help it. I'm gifted.
I want to find out where babies come from.
Well, if you find out, will you tell me?
They also want to see you juggle. Some magic, lion taming.
Sure, you have a talent. I can't do nary a thing on that list.
Nelson was never what you might call the entertainer of the family.
Last time I got applause is when I used the potty without being reminded. I think I just better go with my strength. Dull speeches. The little rugrats don't want to watch me. Let them switch to Mookie the Mongoose.
You don't have to fill this entire hour by yourself, do you?
What are you driving at?
Well, maybe we could help. I mean, we've got friends.
Yeah, I know some guys in a band, and Remo tells jokes.
Yeah, Mindy can sing.
And Jeannie dances. Hey, listen to us. We sound like an old Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney movie.
Hey, kids, let's put on a show. Hey, with a little imagination, we can turn that new theater into an old barn.
I don't know. It sounds kind of wacky. Who'd want to watch a bunch of amateurs put on a show?
Peeping Toms?
I guess it is kind of a silly idea.
What am I gonna do? Oh,
come on, Nelson, you can't give up. Mid, we gotta help him.
Nelson, you might not have to be that professional at 7 in the morning.
Do you really think if I put on a kid show, people would like me?
Yeah, maybe.
By gum, let's do it. It'll be Nelson Flavor's gift to the children of Boulder.
Well, huzzah, huzzah, let's go for the gusto. I can see...
Oh, there's one problem.
What?
Well, I'll miss Mookie the Mongoose.
You nutty guy!
Okay, who wants to go next?
Well, I'll give it a try.
Oh.
I learned to juggle in the army. I used to do this with hand grenades. That's how I got out.
La, la, la.
Start of something small.
I think the audience will enjoy it, Min.
What audience?
Well, I invite all the kids to the daycare center. I hope you don't mind, Nelson.
That's okay.
What's wrong, Nelson?
Well, it's just that everybody's got something nifty to do except me.
If the show goes well, those kids will think you're the next best thing to dead bugs.
You're a good buddy, Mork. I'm glad I appointed you to be the host.
Mork is going to host the entire hour?
Well, he has a firm grasp of juvenile attitude preference.
He means Mork knows what kids like.
Yeah, I think they'll like what I'm doing. I'm going to start it like this.
Diddle-diddy, diddy, 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 diddle-diddy. Have a beautiful day. Have a wonderful day. Hello, neighbors. Welcome to my neighborhood. Do you like my sweater? It's 10 years old. I got it at the ABC thrift shop. Well, today we're going to learn lots of wonderful things. We're going to learn why cows moo for certain bulls. And the big lesson for today is how to make your cat longer. Can you say, meow? Thank you, Uncle Remo, for those wonderful knock-knock jokes. Weren't those funny, boys and girls? I guess not, huh? Come on over to my neighborhood now. There's someone special I'd like you to meet. Thank you, Mr. Piano Man, for tinkling on the keys. Let's see if my friend's home. Mr. Weasel. I'll see if he's in there. I guess he is. Come on out, Mr. Weasel. Here he is. Hello, Mr. Weasel.
Hey, Mr. Mort, nice to be on your show.
Yeah.
What are you here for today? Why have you come over to my neighborhood? Because I want to talk to you about a wonderful man called Nelson Flavor. Well, that'd be wonderful. Let's sit down and chat. We'll talk about it. What's his name, Nelson? Whoa!
There goes the neighborhood. Oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Weasel, you'll have to give a big introduction while I scrape the neighbors off my pants. You ready?
Yes, Mr. Moore. Right here on our ship, let's bring her out here right now, Miss Minnie McConnell. Come on now, put a big hand together and kiss. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to teach you all a little lesson, so I want you all to gather around. And I want you to repeat after me. I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
Just to learn to be a parrot.
Just to learn to be a parrot.
And recite a silly rule.
And recite a silly rule.
If growing up means it would be beneath my dignity to climb a tree, I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up. Not me.
Or a serious expression.
In the middle of July.
In the middle of July.
And if it means I must prepare to shoulder burdens with a worried air, I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up. So there.
Not I. Not me.
So there.
Never gonna be a man. I won't. I'd like to see somebody try and make me anyone who wants to try and make me turn to a man. Catch me if you can, I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
Not a penny will I pinch.
Not a penny will I pinch.
I will never grow a mustache.
I will never grow a mustache.
Or a fraction of an inch.
Or a fraction of an inch.
'Cause growing up is awfuler than all the awful things that ever were. I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up. No, sir. Second movement of the Frog Lake Ballet.
Our show in just a moment, but first, this important message. I'd like to talk to you about a future leader of this country. a graphics courtesy of the Pine Tree Daycare Center. I'm talking about Nelson Flavor, a man of substance. Why do I like him? Because he has a vision of what America should be. So, remember this face. Our future depends on it. And tell your folks Remo sent you.
Give me another soda, Joe.
That's your fourth. Don't you think you had enough?
I'm drinking to forget, Joe.
Please, Billy, you know what it does to your complexion.
I don't care. I want to drown my sorrows.
Care to talk about it?
All right. It's this girl named Susie. She sits across from me in Miss Zimmerman's class.
You like her?
Maybe.
Does she like you?
Give me the soda.
I get it. A classic case of unrequited like.
Yeah, that's it. But the trouble is, well, she likes a guy named Mikey Farka Worka Worka War.
How do you know?
Well, she throws spitballs at him and calls him a nee-nee brain.
Want to know a secret, Billy? When I was your age, I liked someone, too. Her name was Mary Lou. She was special. When I was with her, I felt 4 feet tall. I wanted to share everything I had with her. But she broke up with me because she didn't like what I gave her for Christmas.
Well, what'd you give her?
Chicken pox. Doggone, that's the way I like to see you, Billy.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I think I can make it now. Here you go, you big palooka. Buy yourself a Tonka toy.
Back up again. We're gonna sing some music right now for you, but about things that make you feel bad. If something makes you feel bad, when I point my magic finger at you, you say, Shazbot. That's why we gonna wail the Shazbot blues. Your mama tells you to cut out the sweets. Then she tells you to eat your make you feel, little one. You got it now. Don't jump fences. Don't climb trees. Don't sleep with a dog, or else you'll get fleas. What's this world full of, little munchies? On the roll now. Green veggies are good for you. Tell me how come they don't make ice cream stew. What's that we're talking about? You know. Ask your mama if you came from the stork. She said,
no, little baby, you came from a test tube top with a cork.
That's why I'm singing the blues.
My name is Nelson Flavor. What has happened to America? People have been asking that. I can't do this speech. This is the wrong time and place. You know why? Because you've all helped me remember what it's like to be a kid again. I've had the best morning of my entire life. I can't give a speech and wreck all the fun now.
Yeah!
Love me!
They're gonna tell their parents people are gonna vote for this chicken yet!
Orson, come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mork calling Orson? Oh, Andrew Humpty Dumpty.
Just give me your report, Mork.
Yes, sir.
Well, this week, sir, I learned about teamwork. You see, my friend Nelson Flavor asked for an hour of television time, but once he got it, he didn't know what to do with it, so his friends and I had to bail him out.
Tell me, how did you help your friend?
Well, I hosted his television show, like, da-da-da-da-da. And it was for children. They really seemed to enjoy it.
Children?
Sir.
What do you know about children, Mork?
Well, sir, some people think of them as children, but I prefer to think of them as humans. There's an older phrase, sir, that says children should be seen and not heard, but I think if that really happened, the silence would be deafening.
But children's minds aren't fully developed yet. Isn't it best they be kept in their place?
Sir, just because they're children doesn't mean they don't have anything of value to say. I mean, give them a chance. Listen to them. If you're only going to talk down to them, how can you expect them to look up to you? Well, sir, until next week, can you say nanny nanny? I think you can.